In the holy name of Jesus, amen. There is no greater love than that of a parent for a child. From conception to birth, through the terrible twos and the horrible threes, from toddlerhood to childhood, through puberty and adolescence, a parent's love only grows more and more. And in loving, that it grows stronger and stronger every moment, even in those moments where we say to our young, "I sure love you, but I don't really like you right now." Even in the midst of the chaos that is the family, love abounds. A parent only wants what is right and best for their child. It's the kind of love that causes a parent to stop them from reaching up and touching a hot burner on a stove or playing in a busy street. Keeping them safe and secure, fed and alive. That is the holy task that God gives to the parent. But it's more than just the physical needs. It's the mental, to educate them, the emotional, to help them work through their God-given feelings in a God-pleasing way, and most importantly, the spiritual, to teach them and to raise them in the faith. All this makes the child. And in acting and being a parent, man and woman get a closer hint of what being created in the image and likeness of God is all about: selflessness. And in being that, in being a parent, in living in that godly, holy estate, both parent and child are blessed in it. But there is also no greater heartache than that a child can inflict, whether maliciously or out of neglect or even by accident. A parent's heart can easily be broken by the sins of a child. Holy Scripture is chocked full of all sorts of accounts of children breaking their parents' hearts, from Cain and Abel to Joseph and his brothers, the children of Israel, and even Jesus' own parable of the prodigal son. It seems that there is a child or children of disappointment around every corner in Holy Scripture. And this will be one of the most difficult tasks and trickiest parts of your ministries as pastors and as deaconesses: working with families in conflict, working with parents who have been broken by their children's sins. Maybe you've seen it already, and maybe it's a part of your own life, your own heartache now. But a family in conflict needs one thing: Jesus. He alone can mend the broken hearts. He alone can forgive past indiscretions. He alone can bring families back together again in his love through his cross. So we come to St. Paul and the Corinthians this morning. St. Paul has been their spiritual father to these Corinthian Christians now for a while. He's already written to them once before, and he writes here again. If that wasn't enough, he's visited twice before and now is making plans yet again for a third. He's sent Titus to them to be pastor in the interim, so we know that they are in capable and competent hands. But there is still some sort of rub, some friction here in the minds and hearts of the Corinthians. For them, this friction is between reality and perception. It's something many a pastor and many a deaconess has experienced in their ministries also. It's the friction of the sinful nature of man and the holy word of God that the holy office of the ministry is to bring into folks' lives. And as pastor, you will be called as a spiritual father to your congregation to use that holy word of God to apply it to your life and to your people's lives as well. And you will be called to say what is right, to say what is wrong according to that word, but to do it in a spirit of charity and grace and love. And you will be called, nevertheless, to do it, to apply the Lord's words properly and rightly. And that is how St. Paul now ends this section of his letter, by calling a thing what it is. In these vices at the end of our reading for this morning, he calls them what they are: evil. These are not things that the children of God nor his spiritual children are to be about. He lays them all out as evil: quarreling, jealousy, anger, hostility, slander, gossip, conceit, and disorder, impurity, sexual immorality, and sensuality. These are evil. He says to them and to us, do not be part of them. Do not look at them. Do not smell them. Do not taste them. Do not touch them. Do not have any part of them. That is not who you are. In touching evil things and picking them up and in playing with them for a little while, we give them life. We become the tangible way that they are lived out in this world, in our lives, in our families, in our churches, and in our communities. When we touch them, we bring them to life and we let them have power over us. We give them a space and a place to play, to make a wreck of us and our lives and the world. Giving in to the sinful nature is much easier for the sinner than living the sanctified life given to us in holy baptism by the Holy Spirit as he continues in us. Instead, as St. Paul says in numerous places, flee. Flee from these things. Flee from evil. Flee from the things that corrupt both the body and the soul. Or St. James says it, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee you. But instead, put yourself in the place that Christ has promised to be. You are already put into the waters of holy baptism and given new life and son and daughtership. Continue to put yourself in the places Christ has promised to be, in his word, his sacraments, this place, this space. Come and play here. Continue to receive Christ's own forgiveness through word and supper. Here he makes us a holy family, not bound by flesh and blood, but in his own flesh and blood are we now bound. Here he recreates all of our brokenness, all of our batteredness, all of our bruises, and he makes us his own family. And in our own lives makes and keeps us in this one holy space. And like the prodigal son, as he returns to his father and receives the loving, warm embrace, so we too are embraced by a community founded in the love of the Father for you. He takes all of your disappointments, your failures, your shortcomings, your sins, and forgives them all in his son's death on the cross for you. That's the purest and most sure love that a father, our father, can give to his children. That's the love that all parents reflect even dimly as we care for our children. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.